Christians fear for their future as political unrest continues in Syria. Idol worshippers abuse a Christian in Asia, and First Nation young people will have an opportunity to be rescued. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Political unrest continues in Syria. Government leaders are intensifying their efforts to crack down on anti-government protesters. Syria's minority Christians are watching in fear, concerned what happens if President Assad's secular rule is overthrown. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says, while they know they won't get a Christian president,
at least there is some measure of religious freedom. If this government, as we know it, comes down now, it's unknown, and it'll likely be something a lot worse than what they have.
Sunni Islam makes up the majority in Syria. Musselman says that could spell another Iraq where half the Christian population was driven out. Musselman's asking you to pray God would give wisdom to believers in Syria.
You don't want to be in a, you know, just hiding and cowering in fear. You still need to be proclaiming the gospel, because this often gives a great opportunity.
In the meantime, help VOM Canada's work. We'll provide a link to their work at our website. Meanwhile, suffering with your family for Christ is one thing, but suffering because of your family is another. A member of a Gospel for Asia-supported church was recently kicked out of her home for refusing to worship idols at a funeral. The Christian woman was brutally beaten by her husband and family, who all follow the traditional religion of the Asian region. After much prayer, her husband's heart was softened and let her come home, pray he would come to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Native Americans have higher rates of alcoholism, drug abuse, and suicide than any demographic in the country. That's why the goal of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' On Eagle's Wings is
to get to as many Native young people in need of a rescue and in need of a savior as possible.
Brad Hutchcraft says it's especially vital to reach Native youth.
70-75% is under the age of 30. And the life expectancy in Native America as of a few years ago was still right around 50 years old or younger. And so we just realized that, hey, if we are not getting to young people, then we are missing most of the reservation population.
Young people are responding to On Eagle's Wings summer events every year. Last year, one student said,
"You showed me how to leave Satan and follow Jesus. You talked to me, you accepted me, and you loved me. And nobody does that."
Help with this summer's ministry at our website. We turn next to Uganda, where MNN's Ruth Kramer found a unique aspect of AMG International's children's ministry.
Greg, in Uganda, an at-risk population is the school-aged girl. Florence Musimi started a program called Dorcas Ministry through AMG's child-related programs. It's a discipleship mentoring program for all girls 13 and up, and all the staff connected with AMG's help programs. So why the focus on girls? Uganda's school system is much less forgiving on girls once they drop out.
Once these girls along the way make a mistake, get pregnant, they miss their chance of continuing with their education. Yet for boys, they can always come back and continue with their education.
And lack of an education robs them of a future. A mentor helps them stay on track. The program now includes their mothers.
Whatever we do within AMG to share the love of Christ with these mothers and their daughters, my desire is to see more mothers giving their lives to the Lord. Secondly, I would like to see these girls continuing finishing education, getting jobs, getting families.
Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Kampala, Uganda.
Be praying for Ruth. She had to come home early because of a medical issue. And ever feel like the arts are underrepresented when it comes to worshiping God? University's SALT 2011 conference could be the place for you. SALT, or Student and Staff Art Leaders Training, invites you to experience the intersection of art and faith from June 19th through the 24th in Jackson, Mississippi. College students studying visual and musical arts will talk through challenges they're facing and ideas for kingdom growth through the arts. Learn more and register on missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will help you pray for unsaved family members, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.